this month, Bethune-Cookman University students, faculty, and alumni celebrated the fifth annual Wildcat Day at the Capitol on the steps of the old Florida Capitol building. How well do you know this HBCU? Mr. and Ms. BCU Joshua Cox and Amin Adesay have a little quiz.
Which HBCU is the first and only school in the state of Florida to have online degrees nationally certified?
BCU.
Y'all got that right.
All right. All right. Which school in our state was the first HBCU to establish a college of entrepreneurship and business?
BCU.
And that's not all, says Keyshawn Kindred, BCU Student Government Association president.
No matter where you go in the world, you will find there is no place like BCU. From the College of Undergraduate Studies to state-of-the-art programs and hospitality management, from the championship-winning Fighting Wildcat football team to the international award-winning band and choral groups.
As you all were singing, Lift Every Voice and Sing, and I look and I see the flag of the United States. It gave me a moment to pause and think about the words of that song.
That's the school's interim president, Hubert Grimes, talking to a group of students about BCU's Concert Chorale's performance of the Black national anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Through that song, we have seen generations of young people who in fact have, as the song says, facing the rising sun of our new day begun. Let us march forth, let us march on till victory is won. You see, Wildcats, I want to take you back for just a moment historically and look at the shoulders that you're standing on.
Grimes says they all wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the school's founder, Mary McLeod Bethune, and Earl Robinson Jr., a BCU sophomore, says she's not forgotten.
We remember the spirit of our founder, Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune. A woman, by faith, began a school with just five little girls and $1.50 and faith in you. We remember the thousands of young people whose lives have been transformed by Dr. Bethune's school. And by faith, we celebrate the millions of lives that will be touched because of the work we are doing in this place today.
In recent years, Mary McLeod Bethune has garnered much attention at the Florida Capitol. There's an effort underway to take down a statue of a Confederate general representing Florida in the U.S. Capitol and replacing him with an effigy of Bethune. BCU's First Lady and Class of 1970 alumni Daisy Grimes says it's warranted because Bethune literally turned a city dump in Daytona Beach into the place of learning it is today.
She went to meet with Mr. James Gamble, who was the owner of Procter & Gamble, to encourage him to come and support her school. Mr. Gamble comes over to the area with Mrs. Bethune, and he sees a city dump. And he's asking her this question, what do you want me to invest in? Where's your school? She said, it's in my heart. It's in my head. It is my vision to make life better for my people. Mr. Gamble became the first chairman of the Board of Trustees for our university. Can you imagine?
So far, bills to put Bethune in the National Statuary Hall are moving in both chambers of the Florida legislature. And Ashley Robertson says she couldn't be more excited. Robertson is a BCU history professor and director of the Mary McLeod Bethune Foundation, the historic home where Bethune lived most of her life.
I mean, when you look at the United States Capitol, where the statue is going to be housed, the Capitol was built by slaves. So it's going to be awesome to have a woman who was the daughter of enslaved parents. Her brothers and sisters were enslaved. It's only right that she should be placed inside of the Capitol with this great statue. And she's going to be a woman that's going to receive the statue. So that would be awesome, you know, because there are only 9 women that are represented by various states right now.
If the Florida legislature passes the measure and the governor signs it, Bethune would also make history as the first African American to be represented in the National Statuary Hall in Washington, D.C. Among the bill's sponsors is Daytona Beach Representative Patrick Henry, an alumni of Bethune-Cookman University. According to Henry, the state would not be on the hook for replacing the statue, as BCU is expected to raise the funds. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.